The high school playoffs rage on tonight. Who's going to be eliminated after this matchup? It's the Cooper Bulldogs versus the Gunter Tigers on your station 88.9 KETR. I'm Matt Minky with the highlights. You know it's going to be an interesting game when there's a change of possession on the opening play.
Fumble on the first play of the ball game, and it looks like Gunter may have come up with it. A toss sweep, and Bulldogs never got a good handle on the football there, and Arnaldo Nandine comes up with the fumble recovery for Gunter at the Cooper 19-yard line.
No scoring resulted from that turnover, however, and the entire first quarter was played out without a single point on the board. Then, with 10 minutes remaining in the second quarter, the Tigers of Gunter drew first blood.
And a big hole up the middle, and it's Dakota Hunter who gets the touchdown for the Gunter Tigers. 6-yard touchdown run.
The only one even close to being able to make the tackle, Quill Wadey, the free safety for the Bulldogs. But he didn't even get contact till the ball carrier was a foot into the end zone.
The point after made the score 0-7, Gunter leading Cooper. Later in the second, Cooper let the Bulldogs out and tied this game.
Big play right here, third down and goal from the 13-yard line. Again, they go with the wing back right, two running backs, fake pitch, but Michael passes over the middle, complete touchdown. Jalen Roberts makes the catch over the middle. About 8 yards deep in the end zone, and the Bulldogs are on the board.
Didn't think I'd see that tonight, a passing touchdown from the Cooper Bulldogs.
6.5 minutes left in the first half, the score was knotted at 7. Gunter was poised to answer the Bulldogs' score, but Cooper's tenacious D was able to hold them at their own goal line.
They go from the T formation. Here's a reverse and a loss as tackled behind the line of scrimmage. It's Preston McConnell, the wide receiver.
So the score was still tied at 7 with only about 30 seconds left in the half. And Cooper tried to make the best of the time remaining in the third quarter, but the Tigers just had to come in and spoil all their fun.
Wing back right, two running backs behind McMichael. Passing downfield, and it is picked off for Gunter. Interception for the Tigers, and this is Julio Lara.
Neither team has a decisive lead in this game. It's anybody's match at the half with a score of 7-7. Gunter was on the offensive early in the third quarter, but the Tigers could not get past the effective defense of Cooper, who forced a turnover on downs.
Wishbone formation, fake to the fullback. Pitch back, in trouble in the backfield, fighting to get back to the line of scrimmage is Dakota Hunter, and he will not make it. He is caught behind the line, back at the 14-yard line, and the ball goes over to the Cooper Bulldogs.
Connor Arthur finally bringing him down.
The Bulldogs ended up going 3 and out after the turnover, however. Then, with 4 minutes left in the third, Gunter successfully navigated through the Cooper defensive perimeter.
Richard Young rolling out to his left, passing back across the field, complete at the 10-yard line, and it's going to be a touchdown for Gunter. Chance Green makes the catch.
Then in the fourth quarter, Cooper inched all the way up to the Gunter goal line, but were forced to settle for a kick.
And this is Richie Robledo. The angle is to the right, and the kick is on the way, and it is no good. It is wide right.
Cooper still trailing Gunter 7-14 with 10 minutes left in the game. Later, with 5 minutes to go, Cooper was giving it their all in an attempt to even it up, but somebody got a paw in the way.
Third and 14 from the 20-yard line. Tyler McMichael back to throw, passing down the near side, and it is picked off. A leaping interception for Gunter by Chance Green, intended for Jalen Roberts.
Then the Tigers took that pick all the way downtown to the Bulldog Pound.
Tigers trying to finish off the Bulldogs right now. Out of the I formation, pitchback goes to Cade Cruz. He is fighting for it at the goal line. He's got the touchdown.
Gunter extending their lead to 21 versus Cooper's 7 with 2 minutes 40 seconds remaining. With that kind of deficit and that little time to come back, nobody expected a big play like this from the Bulldogs.
Add a pass to the near side, and this one's going to go for some yardage. DeMarcus Robinson makes the catch, cutting back to the center of the field. He is at the 20. He is at the 10. It's a foot race, and one of the Gunter Tigers had the angle on him and tackles him at the 6-yard line.
And on the next play,
far side, Casey Leatherwood it is. Quick pass to the far side. The catch is made by Jalen Roberts, and he uses his blockers and works his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Cooper Bulldogs.
Wide receiver screen out to the far side. We've seen some nice, quick passes here in the fourth quarter with under 3 minutes left to play. Where was that in the third quarter?
Add the extra point. It was Cooper 14 to Gunner's 21 with 2 minutes 20 seconds left in the game. Then on the kickoff.
And indeed, there is the onside kick, and it's batted around, loose football, and the Bulldogs think they have it, and they do have it. Cooper recovers the onside kick at the 47-yard line of the Gunner Tigers. Wow!
The Bulldogs fighting for their playoff lives in the final minutes of this contest, but they found themselves in a do-or-die fourth down.
And this time they go from the spread formation with three wideouts to the far side, one to the near side. Leatherwood takes the snap and looking for a receiver, and he's going to be sacked.
That left only a minute and a half for Gunner to burn off the clock and no timeouts left for Cooper. Consider that time singed. And the final score tonight, Cooper 14, Gunner 21 in a very exciting match. Gunner moves on to play versus the winner of the Lone Oak and DeKalb game, and Cooper is eliminated from this year's playoffs. You can't ask for a much more exciting game than that in high school football. And we hope that you've enjoyed it. It's been a blast bringing you the highlights from this game of the week during the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program. I thank you so much for listening. I'm Matt Minke. Have a great night.